Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Mike, and I'm at home in one of the upstairs rooms of my house with my Bible open to John chapter 15. I'd like to read starting in verse 4, where it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." I've always found this to be one of the most profound passages in the Bible. That last statement is particularly jarring, where he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That's a very difficult concept for us to get our heads around. By faith, I believe that both of these biblical statements to be 100% true, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And, like it says here, apart from me, you can do nothing. When I look at that word nothing, I think, is that really true? Because I can think of a bajillion things that I can do, tasks I can perform. You know, I can mow the lawn. I can play songs on the piano. I can walk the dog. So how can Jesus say, apart from me, you can do nothing? What is he talking about in this passage? He's talking about fruitfulness. What he's saying is, activity doesn't equal fruit. I can be active, busy, even productive, but not fruitful. So what is fruit? Fruit is something that has a spiritual impact, an eternal reward. At the believer's judgment, the Bema seat of Christ, the Bible says that our works will be tested with fire. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, it says, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." So here we see how each person's work must be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ if it is to survive the fire. That which bears a spiritual harvest then results in an eternal reward, it says. This shows us that a day is actually coming when the fruit of my life will be tested to see if it's genuine. We've been grafted into the only fruitful life, Jesus Christ. It's his life in me that I'm abiding in. It's his life that is the starting point, the foundation upon which any action can become fruitful. That's why I can do the same activity, and in one instance it'll be fruitful, and in the other instance, not. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can I bear fruit unless I abide in him. Now, again, fruit is the spiritual impact, an eternal reward that results from what can often be seem like seemingly ordinary actions. That's why Paul said, "Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God." Whatever you do, whatever action you take, by faith I walk in the Spirit, abiding in Christ, so that the activities of my day derive their power to generate a spiritual impact from Christ. I do not have the ability to bear fruit, to bear spiritual fruit from my flesh. When I try, it's like the offering of Cain, who brought to God an offering generated from his own labor. That's why the Bible can make a radical statement like, whatever is not of faith is sin. It's not a question as much of right and wrong, but flesh and spirit. It's like when Paul says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sin here is defined as simply falling short of God's glory. It was just flesh. I need to regularly be reminded that activity does not equal fruit. I need to abide in the vine so that his life in me and through me can transform what he touches. Jesus declared in John chapter 12, he said, the hour is come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now, this passage really says it all, everything that we've been talking about. Jesus, as a single seed, has died, fallen to the ground, and risen from the dead. He has now been glorified at the right hand of God so that his life through the Holy Spirit can be poured out and deposited into the many lives, the many seeds, in order to bring about a harvest, an eternal reward to those who follow and abide in him. Now, right now in 2020, we are literally in that time after Easter and approaching Pentecost. This worldwide lockdown has been a time where God has been, I believe, speaking loudly to his church all over the world, saying, come and seek my face. Hit reset. Rediscover your first love and greatest priority. 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Spirit filled those 120 believers on Pentecost in that upper room, God did in a day what they couldn't have done in a lifetime. And from there, they went on to change the world. It's the Holy Spirit in and through the church that is God's only plan for transforming people, families, churches, cities, and nations. May we not be like those Paul describes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, who he said have merely a form of godliness, but deny its power, who are always learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Let's take this season to pray and to press into him so that the only fruitful life, Jesus Christ, would bear fruit through us, his church. Amen.